Beyoncé's first solo album in 6 years drops later this month, and the lead-off single is blazing up the hip-hop and R&B charts. Break My Soul shares something with Drake's new album, Honestly Nevermind, which debuted last month. They both draw heavily on house music. The thumping rhythms of house have never really stopped since DJs, producers, and electronic musicians first pioneered the sound in Chicago in the 1980s. But with stars like Beyoncé paying homage, we wanted to take a few minutes and appreciate the genre. And to do that, we have got someone who helped to invent it. Jesse Saunders is a musician and producer, and he has written two books on the subject, House Music, The Real Story, and In Their Own Words. Jesse, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's get right to some music I was just listening to. I want to start off with your single On and On, which was released in 1984, before we even had the term house music. So, Jesse, for people who might not be familiar with it, give us an intro. What is house music?
House music is actually a series of things culminating in what you're listening to right now. This was actually the first record release that I started a label myself, and we ran a little office out of my grandmother's basement next door, and it was Just Say Records. So I assembled some friends, and we formulated a record company. I remember back in the day, actually, ABC News came into the story, and my favorite quote from that interview was, "I want to be the next Motown."
Is it easy or hard to define, to talk about what makes up house music, or is it kind of a disputed debate here?
Well, you know, everyone has their definition, and that's what I wanted to say. There are actually two distinct times in house music history that we have to note, and one is the disco era. The disco era was actually in the 70s, and that's when the warehouse became the place to go to in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
The culture of house, because of the style of music that was being played, it was very soulful, very, pulsing, big sound, and they went through your body and everything. They called it house music because you could only get that feeling at the warehouse. So they kind of, shortened the term and called it house music. But it wasn't until the 80s, actually, when I released On and On, that house music became a genre. That's when what I call the DJ revolution took off, and everyone wanted to be a DJ and make their own records.
Let me pause you there so we can hear another track as we talk. This is Love Can't Turn Around by Farley Jack Master Funk.
And Jesse Saunders.
I thought you were my lover, but you left me for another. I knew you. Though written in my letters, don't you make me feel any better, cause it's not true.
So, Jesse, as you were talking about, the term house refers to the Warehouse, a club in Chicago where the genre was either pioneered or really grew in the 80s. And one thing that's critical to note about these origins is it was rooted in black culture and also in queer culture. How did that evolution happen?
Well, one of the things that I like to straighten out is, yes, of course, the Warehouse was a gay men's club, but the actual genre of house music was more of a straight revolution. And this is because those clubs that were downtown and on the north, near north side, which was the Warehouse, and there was another one called Den One, and became havens for a lot of black, culture and gay men for the most part. It was funny, the lesbian women kind of had their own little scene, and we actually DJed some of their parties as well, but it really was a gay men's culture in there. Basically, Robert Williams, who was born and raised in New York and had been in and around the David Mancuso loft culture and all that, and they were doing their own private underground parties as well, came to Chicago and saw that there basically wasn't a culture like that here. So he started doing these underground parties. And that kind of evolved into the Warehouse later on. And the Warehouse became the Warehouse when he went back to New York and brought Frankie Knuckles in. And Frankie started playing his New York underground kind of style, which Chicago club goers had never really heard at the time. And even though it was kind of similar disco, it was a little different in terms of how it hit and how it made you feel. So that's how the vibe at the Warehouse became so special. And that kind of started that revolution of straight people going to the North Side, because you didn't hear that music anywhere else. So now you have gay men and women, as well as straight kids from the South Side going to the Warehouse. And it was the straight community that really kind of took that music out of the Warehouse and became the music of our time. We were kids then.
All right, the next track, Jesse, that you brought us is Your Love by Jamie Principle. So Jesse, as we listen to this, what do you think about artists like Beyonce and Drake giving house music a nod in 2022? You think it might bring new fans, new house music listeners?
Well, yes. I mean, there have been all kinds of debates all over Facebook and IG and everywhere about, you know, these articles that are coming out talking about they rediscovered it or bringing it. It's like you can't rediscover something that's already been there. If you know anything about the festival culture, clubs and whatnot, you know, house music, EDM, techno all dominate. It's hard to say that it went somewhere because it's alive and well, and we still play
all
over
the
world.
Yeah, we've always been here.
Yeah, we've been here. So that's why I say a lot of people are taking offense to that at this point.
Do you take offense?
I don't, because one thing that in our culture that I, as an ambassador of house music, have always tried to present is the fact that everyone is welcome in our house. We're a culture of tolerance of everyone. We accept everybody, love, peace, and harmony. So it doesn't matter where it comes from. We just want everyone to get the record straight.
Yeah, but the point is, it's not back because it's always been here. No,
it's always been here. It hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't been a commercial thing. Obviously, you know, with a commercial artist like Drake and Beyonce doing it, it becomes something else. And even in itself, you know, the versions and the way they went about it aren't necessarily akin to what house music really is in terms of how it's produced. It's a different sound. You know, even though Beyonce is an R&B singer and she sang an R&B song over a very slow, you know, but, you know, funky kind of beat, which, you know, obviously they were trying to go for a house sound because they even used sounds from Robin S.'s Show Me Love and things like that, which, you know, a lot of people also think is a sample, which it's not. It's actually a patch on a synthesizer that most synthesizers have as a standard patch.
So. Oh, well, we got time for one more. And here's another one of yours, Higher, by you, Jesse Saunders, featuring Cassandra Lucas. So this is dance music. It's meant to be remixed, recontextualized at clubs and at parties. And you talked about how house music has never really gone away, but it's evolved, in different directions?
Well, yeah, with technology. I mean, we're very technology-based, obviously. You know, so with technology, expands into all these different sounds and ways to make these sounds, so you get more better quality instruments and so on and so forth, and it just kind of evolves. And then of course you have techno that came in and EDM, which is very synthetic and more about the sounds and whatnot, where house music is always more soulful and about vocals and songs and things like that. So yeah, you've got some that are very rudimentary or just not as technical and not well produced, and that's all a part of the house music genre as well, because it was meant to be music that was made by you and me and anyone else who may not necessarily be a musician or didn't have education in music and whatnot. It was just, it's the feeling. You know, one of the things you asked me earlier about what is house music, most people who in the culture will tell you house is a feeling. There are various songs, even though they don't have a four on the floor or that oomph, oomph, oomph kind of thing, are still considered part of the house culture.
Jesse Saunders, producer, DJ, author, and pioneer of house music. And we're going to have some of your picks on our website, hereandnow.org. Jesse, great pleasure. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.